Good morning, Orwell. Today is Monday, 1st of July, and right now it's cloudy on 30 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today says partly cloudy, with a chance of rain and thunderstorms. We can expect temperatures ranging from low 27 to high of 36 degrees Celsius. Today at 4 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, the community will continue with open platform meeting from 31st of May, where many expressed a strong wish to simplify the entry process. The meeting decided to look at the documents pertaining to entry at today's meeting. At the same time, also the suggestions that were made about housing and making more land available for people who wish to build something simple will be looked at. Also today at 2 p.m. at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture in International Zone, we are invited to join the celebration of Canada's Day, the 146th birthday of Canada. At this celebration, we can listen to some storytelling, see the craft, and taste some Canadian snacks. At conference room in Town Hall at 4 p.m., Min and Akshay at Earth and Us will be presenting Behavior Study on Waste, which is a short presentation that explores issues concerning the management, handling, and perceptions around garbage in Orwell. They have conducted basic research around domestic waste to explore behavior challenges around it. They have also researched with the Solid Waste Management Task Force. This has led to a few recommendations that they would like our valuable feedback on before publishing their report. Today at Savitri Bhavan in International Zone at 6:30 p.m., we are invited to a company of voices, Conspirare in concert. Conspirare is a choir from Austin, Texas, USA. Conspirare means to breathe together. Their performance shows creative and vivid choral work. Working Committee informs us that the Orwell Foundation and the Working Committee of the Residents' Assembly have observed a significant increase in the number of cases of unauthorized leasing and renting of Orwell assets. The Orwell Foundation has informed the Working Committee that any such activity could have serious legal implications. They have also made it clear that they will deal with these cases very firmly. We should keep in our minds and be informed that the re-renting and leasing of our community assets, including buildings, houses, farmland, and forest land, will be taken seriously and reported to the foundation. The foundation may then deal with the individual directly. Rena from Angira Gardens has joined the Orwell Council team as a member, as no objection has been received after the announcement in news and notes. And the Solar Kitchen informs us about new increased prices of their lunches and dinners because, as they say, that since 2 years the Solar Kitchen is providing food at the same rate, but everything has become more and more expensive and they are forced to increase the contribution for meal. In agreement with BCC, the contributions for meals are following. Daily lunch for an adult is 70 and monthly 1,150 rupees. Daily dinner for a grown-up will be now 60 and monthly 900 rupees. Lunch for our children will be 40 and all dinner 60 rupees. For our guests, the rates are following. Lunch 140 and dinner 100 rupees. The regional transport offices in Tamil Nadu and Pondicherry have tightened the rules and regulations pertaining to school buses and periodical inspection are undertaken. School buses are strictly allowed to be used only for students, teachers and for other school-related purposes. If you use it for other purposes, strictly practice apply, and it may affect renewal of permits for our school buses. For that reason, it has been decided to stop shopping trips between Pondi and Auroville from 1st of July onward. But the work is going on with BCC to allot some budget for ACT to undertake these trips. For Tango lovers, is an announcement that Tango regular program resumes from 8th of July, which is next Monday. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, we can see tonight at 7:30 p.m. an Indian drama war thriller, The Little Trap, made in India in 2012 by writer and director Prakash Ajja. And tomorrow at 8 p.m. they will screen an Italian comedy drama mystery, The Wedding Director, made in Italy in 2006 by director Marco Bellocchio. And on Wednesday at also 8 p.m. we can see an interesting Isaac's Turn in China, From Mao to Mozart, made in China in 1979 to 2001 by director Murray Lerner, and this one is an Oscar-winning documentary chronicles of the great violinist Isaac Stern visit in 1979 to China. And the mother wrote, "The psyche is a steady flame that burns in you soaring toward the divine and carrying with it a sense of strength which breaks down all oppositions. When you are identified with it, you have the feeling of the divine truth. Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on auroville.org.